Good afternoon, guys. My name is Aditya. I am from Victorious. This is Shekhar Reddy. He's from Victorious. I work as an associate cloud consultant. He is the R&D specialist. We are here to talk about how exactly can you benefit by using LAMP Stack on Azure, and how easy it is for you guys to work on Azure on an open source platform, which, you know, Microsoft, if you guys have been working with Microsoft for quite some time, you must be knowing that somehow the ecosystem never used to support open source software, OSS and all those things, which right now has been changed for good. And we are here to help you guys out. So, you know, so once you finish this session, once you go home, once you go to your office tomorrow, you will be much more enlightened, much more understanding about how exactly can I work on LAMP Stack, how exactly can I work on Azure. So this is a more concise and more knowledgeable session rather. It's more hands-on. So you will be actually doing stuff on your own, so that tomorrow when you work, when somebody asks you what exactly did you do, you can actually show him what exactly you did. Alright, we'll be taking you through it. First of all, I believe all of you have downloaded this document. So you go on this link. There is this document named Aditya and Shekhar LAMP Stack on Azure. Yeah, it should look somewhat like this. Are we good over here? All of us? Alright, thank you so much. So, to start with, I'll just brief you guys a bit about what exactly we do as Victorious. So we are an end-to-end cloud consulting company. We have been working on Azure since 2008-2009. We have grown on cloud. We are actually born, brought up on cloud in that way. This is the only thing that we do. And if you're talking about big data, if you're talking about analytics, if you're talking about cloud, everything and anything, we do it. Right, so when I'm saying we do it, I'm talking about migrating your workloads from your infrastructure to the cloud, or starting up your own portal infrastructure, your websites, your analytics, your media, everything and anything, everything on cloud. Alright, when I talk about cloud, I'm talking about Azure. We are just getting a couple of people inside. Just to be more specific, whilst I was talking about Windows being so close-ended initially, where yes, Windows used to work with only Windows software, Windows OSs. The first basic question was, if I want to run something on Linux and I want to run it on cloud, how exactly do I go ahead with it? That is where this came into the picture, where I'm talking about a LAMP Stack, I'm talking about Linux, I'm talking about ASP, I'm talking about MySQL, I'm talking about PHP. So it's a total open source system that we'll be working in, and initially I couldn't work with all these things. It was not a PaaS application kind of a thing that used to work initially, right? So it was more on the IaaS side. Here we are talking about total PaaS. When I'm talking about PaaS, I'm talking about platform as a service. The software is pre-installed. I don't have to upload anything. That is the beauty of Azure, right? So when I'm talking about this whole session, I'll be talking about how exactly do I create a VM, how exactly do I do the virtualization, the virtual network that I create towards the VM, the point to site and all those things. So I'll just, you know, help you guys understand how exactly it works. I believe, I'm sure all of you guys know much more than that. But then if at all, you know, you have some query or something, please feel free to bombard me and Shekhar. You know, I'll be more than happy to help you guys. And so just a quick question, you know, so if I'm talking about the total number of VMs that are running today on cloud, out of every 5 VM, right, how many VMs do you think are running on Linux? Just one. Everybody is at that. Good. People are paying attention. Nice. Alright, so if I'm talking about that, right, so just think about the propensity of this whole thing. Initially, I used to work on something which is more closed-ended. Now I'm working on open source software. How cool is that? I don't have to install anything. Everything is pre-built, inbuilt into the VM. I don't have to worry about all those things. Everything is managed by Microsoft. How cool is that? So if you visualize this whole thing, everything is managed end-to-end. You you don't have to pay anything extra for that, right? So just to start with this whole process, Shekhar will be helping us through the whole guidance, as in how exactly it works from the starting and stuff. I'll be moderating this whole event. To be more specific, Shekhar, can we start with it?
I think everybody have their username and password to log into the Azure portal.
Yes,
username and passwords are available on this, so you can directly log in.
Yeah,
and of course they have right, the same
You can directly open manage.windows Azure.com.
So we do it hands on over here, alright? You guys can just replicate it on your computers. If we are being a bit fast or something, you could just stop us. We have
just open manage.windows Azure.com.
Right, we've got to sign in first. So,
sign the last thing.
Sorry?
Sign is the last thing. The last
Excuse
thing.
Me, I mean.
We already got. So, account actually configured in the
mission. No, okay.
Last second.
Yeah, last
second. It is already configured, right? So, are you there inside?
Yeah.
Already? Yeah, that's cool, man. So, they are already there inside. Apologies, my friends. So, the rest of the machines that they have, so they are already coming with it. Yes. Is it?
Password is saved. Conf for the 15th.
Password is saved. Conf.
The password is conf. And that's case sensitive, so C is in caps. 2015. So anybody having any queries whatsoever, just don't, you know, sit in silos, just request us. Are we good with the login? I would appreciate a yes.
Yes.
Thank you. So to start with, first things first, when I'm trying to create a VM, so my first step would be, I have to have a storage account on Azure. Why? Logically speaking, if I'm talking about a VM that I'm creating on Azure, the first thing that I have to do is I have to look for a VHD, right? There's a virtual hard drive that happens, right? So which holds the OS and all the data that is there. For creation of that, first things first, I have to create, I have to build a storage account on Azure, right? So it's not exactly building, but it's more of a sign-in, login thing. It's just a click of some buttons. So we'll help you, you know, see how automated it is. So Shekhar will just run through the whole process. I believe we are on the same page, all of us?
Yes.
Awesome. So the first thing that we do is, we click on new and then
data services and storage.
Anybody who's lagging behind, feel free. Alright, so this is, we are creating a storage account that will be linked to the VM that we'll be creating. Alright, the VM that will be running the PHP program at the end of the whole session.
Yeah, cool. This is the URL you have to, means this is storage account you have to define. And you can.
Can these guys use the same URL?
No.
Right?
It should be digital.
So just, you know, you could just change your, according to your names and stuff. That is
neat. Azure data centers are located in 17 regions across the world. The nearest location is Southeast Asia, which is in Singapore data center. And there are four type of replication modes available. Locally redundant means the storage data, whatever is in storage, it is replicated three times in the same data center. Okay, if you take geo-reading it, it is 6 copies of data. 3 copies of data in that data center and 3 copies of data is in another data center. Okay? Then read access geo-reading it is same as geo-reading it, but you can access this secondary data storage account from secondary region. Okay, zone redundant means it's only 3 copies of data, one copy in the current data center and 2 copies in nearest data center in the zone.
So the beauty of this whole process is, alright, to simplify stuff a lot, when I have my data on the Azure data center, it's always accessible. I'm giving you an SLA of 99.95%. How do I achieve that? This is how.
Okay, then.
Sorry?
The third one, read
access. Alright. So, what happens is, when I have the data, alright, if you could elaborate a bit, you know.
If you have some data in blob storage, means
so are
blob
you,
storage,
you
are up to
blob storage, yeah. What is it?
Yeah, you can store files, or whatever, images, videos, whatever. Those files are also replicated in the secondary data center if you read access geo-reading. Means 3 copies of your data in the current data center and 3 copies in another data center.
Can those we specify the data center for another application?
No.
Do we have to worry about it? I mean, is it Microsoft takes care of it or do we have to worry?
You don't have to. That is the beauty of PaaS. Everything is managed by Microsoft.
Yeah, there is some cost implications.
Yes.
There are some cost implications as compared local redundancy is some cheaper than geo redundancy. But by default, it is geo redundancy.
Is
coverage
based on per VM basis or?
Sorry?
It's on the usage that you have. For example, if I'm having one VM, alright, I'm having storage. So the amount of storage that I use, the amount of hours that I use the VM, I'm getting charged on that. Alright? So if my VM is on for 744 hours in a month, I get billed accordingly. If I am using it much lesser than that, I get billed accordingly.
There are other parts of the storage capacity.
So I just covered the storage part. Sorry? So Microsoft Cloud, in a way, it's built in such a way that there are several firewalls already in place. Alright? There is a network security group, there is an access control list, alright? All these things are already there in the place, alright? You don't have to put any external security. Yes, you can add your own security over there, a Barracuda firewall or something like that, which is a totally different gameplay altogether. Let's take it offline, rather. But the point is, when I'm talking about these parameters, the money parameter over here, alright? I get charged according to the hours of usage of the VM. Basically, and the VM cores and the, it depends on that. But then, if I have a core, agar main utna use kar raha hu na, if I'm using a VM of one core or, 4GB RAM one core, so I'll be paying much more lesser. But then, come to think of the application that I'll be running on it, they'll be very basic. If I have to run something much more intensive, much more compute intensive or memory intensive, something like that, right? So I'll be using something which is much more hardcore. I believe everybody is on the same page, right? So, at the end of the day, the ROI is much more higher because my capex reduces a lot. I don't have to have anything on my premises. Mera paisa kahi pe atak ke nahi baith jata. For example, to be very blunt about this, right? But then, I can just go as a use per hour basis kind of a thing. So, I don't really see that being a complication over here. Alright, cool?
It's unlimited.
There is no cap on the storage or nothing.
By default, it's standard storage or premium storage?
Yeah, it's standard.
It is the standard storage. If you want to opt for the premium storage, you can.
Means I can say the premium storage.
No, it's in preview. I think it's not available for all.
Okay. It's in preview portal, right?
Yes. Once that is live, once you want to opt for it, right?
I just did create storage.
I believe everybody is just following this part. So he clicked on the create storage part. So this is pretty much automated, as in it's just like, you know, installing some software, next, 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 yes. We are done. It's just not one copy that we are working on, right? So we are talking about the probability of a thing happening or not, this building collapsing right now or not. What are the odds? Yeah? I believe that is much more answering your question, is it?
Yeah, next we have to create virtual network. This is the first step. We have created storage account. Virtual network. Services and virtual network.
So we are creating a virtual network right now. This is not a mandate over here, but a virtual network building is basically for isolation of your Azure resources. You can create several resources and you can keep them in different domains, basically. Yeah. No, you want some help over here? So we are giving you the like worst case scenario. But agar aapko VPN agar matlab VPN nahi sorry virtual network agar create karna pada, so this is really good.
Okay. Here we are doing something.
Is there, my friend? Everything is possible on Azure. I mean, probably.
Actually, we have declared hybrids on Azure. Actually, I don't have any idea about.
So what we can do over here is anything pertaining, alright, just stay with me, anything pertaining to what we are doing right now, it's cool right now, alright, any questions that you have regarding something else, alright, we park those questions for the later part of the session once we are done with the hands on, if that is cool with you guys, yep.
I selected login Southeast Asia, here you can specify DNS servers. If you don't specify any DNS servers, it will use Azure DNS server to resolve public domain names. Okay, here you can configure point to site and site to site VPN.
Can we create point to site VPN?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, no, actually, it will take time.
So it will just ask for certificate?
Right? Yes, actually, you have to create that self send certificate and you have to download that.
Just click on that marker and
go. Yeah, you can specify multiple. Means that DNS server, if you specify some DNS server in virtual network, you have to reboot those Azure virtual machines. After that also you can change the DNS servers. If you have virtual network, you want to reserve some
within the network,
and you can specify Google's DNS server also to reserve public domain names. Here I can specify subnets in the virtual network. Subnets are used to divide your workflows based on application types. Like if you have a front end type and back end API and you have database type, you can specify multiple subnets for all those things. And there is one more feature called network security groups, which will use it to apply firewall rules at subnet level.
So the security part that we are talking about initially, here I use
everybody following?
Yeah, okay.
So now you see how really fast it is. So it will be creating, it will take some time from the creation part. So once everybody is done, just say we are done. हो गया क्रिएट आपका है आपकी अलग ही मशीन है बिल्कुल अलग माइनस चल रही है सॉरी सो गाइस वील बी हैविंग अ स्मॉल क्वेश्चन एंड आंसर सेशन आफ्टर दिस विनर गेट्स गुड एज लाइक नाइस वाज आई मीन माइक्रोसॉफ्ट का रिलीज आर रियली गुड फॉर मी सो प्लीज होल्ड ऑन टू दैट यप वी आर डन All of us? Still creating, alright, I'll just wait for you guys. So this is the part where we create the whole virtual machine. I was speaking about the RAM and the host part. Right? The storage part is already done in the first step. So this is where we create the whole virtual machine part.
From gallery.
Everybody there with me, right? Following?
Yeah. Yeah. These are the images which are available currently in Azure. There is Ubuntu, CentOS. CentOS based and SUSE, Oracle, OpenSUSE all are available, open source OS. And we are going to select Ubuntu Server 12.0 templates, which is stable version. And click on next. And here, this is the machine name, host name. We have to specify some option. These are the available sizes.
So
A series, B series, G series.
Just a matter of query. I just wanted to understand how many of you guys, anybody who's actually working on Azure as in currently? You're already deploying all the stuff and everything? Nice. Good to hear that. You had a query.
Yeah. So the sizes, I see that there are 8 cores, 3 times function there.
You need to just open it up? What are you? So you already work on Azure, right? I mean, so here's what how it works, right? This is a test account, number one. Okay. So whilst you are actually doing it, whilst you are actually creating the VM, okay, this is what happens. So Azure works. The VM on Azure works on two kinds of processors. One is an Intel processor. One is an AMD processor. Right? The Intel one is clocked at 2.6 gigahertz. Right? And the AMD one, it goes up to at around 2 gigahertz, right? Once you are choosing an 8 series processor, always remember that you are going for either an Intel one or an AMD one. An A series processor then, right? The reason being is, you don't get to choose. That is why once you are calculating the whole part, the guys who are working already on Azure, I believe you guys know it. Once you are going on an A series machine, it's always cheaper than a D series machine. Right? For the same specification. Aap RAM bhi same le lo, core bhi same le lo, lekin D series wala machine mehenga rahega. The reason being is a D series processor is always clocked higher and it has always got an Intel Xeon processor which is running at 2.6 GHz. Alright? This is a glitch of the test account. No, but once you are choosing an A series, right? A6 processor, agar aap choose karoge na, it will be the same thing. A6. Jo aapko ye bata rahe ho na, so it's a glitch. अलग नहीं है कुछ ऐसा. माय पॉइंट इज वो ऐसा कुछ आप जो इफ यू कुड जस्ट अगेन फॉर द ड्रॉप डाउन राइट अगेन ठीक है राइट. सो वंस सो इफ यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट दीस थ्री थिंग्स आप ये जो बोल रहे हो A7 A6 E9 आप अगर जो आप इसमें जाते हो व्हाइल्स यू आर डूइंग द एस्टिमेशन. सो अगेन इफ यू गाइस आर वर्किंग यू हैव टू मेक एन एस्टिमेशन ऑफ द होल थिंग. यू हैव टू डू अ साइजिंग. See, this is the VM that I'll be using, this will be the cores that I'll be using, this is the storage and all those things, right? That is the rough estimation that I'll be working on. Once you go over there in the drop down, the A series processor jo aapki A6 hai, A7 hai aur A8 hai na, inke alag alag A rahenge. RAM alag rahega, core alag rahenge. That is a glitch of this. Okay, that is a glitch of this account that we are working on. Once you're actually working on the Azure thing, once you're actually estimating and actually you're creating na, so all these things don't happen.
The number of hard disks you can attach is also changed.
So do you need to create a storage when you already, when you are creating a virtual machine? You created a storage, right? When you are creating a virtual machine now, virtual machine itself has a storage. So where do you want to create a storage?
No, virtual machines, data disks and all voice disks are stored in storage account.
Right, that's perfectly fine, but that will be automatically created by virtual machine creation itself.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
It will be created by this machine, but where will it go to store it? Store kaha pe karoge
aap? That is in the storage.
Yes.
Yeah, it will automatically create one default storage account. Right. If you don't specify or if you don't create any storage account before virtual machine creation.
Okay, you do it first and
Yeah, I want to explain all those things, that's why we...
So we could have told you, we could have made it and we would have you to go. But then we are just going in depth of it so that you know what all goes in this whole process, isn't it?
Yeah, here so you can specify username and password and you can use your public and private key files also. You can generate it through PuttyGen and SSHKeyGen tools. And
you want to install a database. What database are you talking about?
PostgreSQL. You want to install PostgreSQL. First, there is no PostgreSQL as a service. You have to create one virtual machine and you have to install that PostgreSQL in the virtual machine. It is IIS kind of. If you have VHD files which you want to run it on Azure, you have to upload those VHD files and you can boot the machine from that VHD file. And there are some boot tools. If you have 30 GB, 40 GB OS disk or data disk, you want to move to Azure, there is Microsoft Migration Accelerator tool which do all those things very efficiently. Here I am specifying some password.
Okay,
one question.
You have the Azure user and you type in the password.
Yeah.
That's supposed to get to get that. Is there a way to retrieve
the password? Yeah, there is ways, after this, in last screen, there is one, agent, VM agent. Using that, you can retrieve that password. There are some steps you have to follow. There are links available.
We'll go through that. let's park it and you know, why is tomorrow we are at the end of it, let's just give it. Right?
We do it right now.
This is a valid question.
You can connect to using username and password. If you want to use files, means public and private key files, you can upload those private key and you can use that. You can use your public key to get access to SSH. Yeah, here there is concept of cloud service. Cloud service is like a NAT instance. If you create virtual machine, you have to create inside the cloud service. Here you have to specify some question. And here you can specify virtual network. The one
that we created initially.
This is the subnet. And here you can select storage account.
And the storage and virtual network have been created initially, that's why we select these.
Right? Here, there is one more concept called availability sets. If you want to get 99.95 SLA, you have to create two virtual machines and put those two virtual machines in the same availability set. Which will be Microsoft understand that those two virtual machines are for same purpose and they put those machines on separate update domain and fault domain. What is update domain? If OS gets patches and they gets updated and they reboot that machine, virtual machine. At a time, Microsoft, if you put those two virtual machines in the same availability set, Microsoft don't restart, don't update or restart patches at a time at both machines. Means one machine only gets updated and gets rebooted. And
You can
capture the image and you can duplicate the you can create virtual machines from those images.
This is an automated process.
If you use availability set, those machines will be behind load balancing.
Will it be similar to available cluster or it's different?
Failover is different. Not failover. If you want to failover, you have to use traffic manager. If you create two virtual machines, maybe then if you take a data center, there will be racks. If you put two virtual machines in the same rack, if network fails, those two machines will shut down. If you specify this availability set, na, Microsoft make sure that it will put one VM in this rack, one VM. Network and power failures.
Is there any limitation for virtual machine in the availability set? Like we can attach three or more virtual machine in the same availability set?
So no,
like
you can attach multiple virtual machines.
More than one.
One more.
Crash, what happens?
No, it's not in 10 more minutes. It's still 3 o'clock.
Yeah, here I am creating one endpoint which is required to access that virtual machine's applications. Like I said that cloud service is NAT instance to your virtual machines. Okay, if you open port in virtual machines, you have to map that port to that cloud service port. Here we are mapping this public port 80 to the virtual machines port 80. Okay, and this is like public firewall. And you can also use network security rules which are at subnet level.
Can you change the port?
Yeah, you can change. You can change.
So differentiate is between the public
private port is your virtual machines port. Like in cloud service, you have two virtual machines. Okay. And one virtual machine is listening at 80 port, and second virtual machine is listening at 80 port. You want to load balance those virtual machines under the cloud service. You have to create that load balancer endpoint. Load balancer endpoints are different from this normal endpoint. You can't create two endpoints with same public port. Okay? It will Azure, if virtual machine crashes, automatically Azure start the new VM. Is next physical hardware or next rack.
That's why we set up the ability.
You can take the image. You can take the image. No, it's only images are not changeable, I think. If you span the
snapshot.
No, there is no snapshot. You have to capture the image only. In real time, from management portal only you can capture the image. You can take snapshots. If your virtual machine crashes, Azure start the new.
No, but then the point of an availability set basically is that your VM doesn't crash. If one VM crashes, before it crashes, the other one starts. So you don't feel the pinch of it. So that is why I'm giving you 99.95% of availability, right?
Yeah, here we can set the
data storage.
The data is always redundant.
Replicated three times.
Yes.
Yeah, here we can install the extensions like Chef, Docker, Puppet, and you can install antivirus software also, but it's not showing here, but you can install those also. Okay. Data, okay.
I believe we are, everybody is on this page. So any questions you have, right, pertaining to what we are doing right now, let's take them immediately. Anything other than that, generally, let's take it after the session.
There is no snapshots available, but you have to capture the image from central portal.
The time of
course,
basically,
there is one option. Snapshot option. You can take the image, means you have one virtual machine, you have attached multiple hard disks to that virtual machine. And you want to take the full image of that machine. There is two types of options, OS, disk, and data.
Basically, the snapshot
option. Yeah, that is there. But there is no snapshot like.
Yeah, as you mentioned, the NAPTAC is available as fast.
No,
that is the next thing. You will see how it happens. You will see the whole thing how it happens.
Currently Java is supported as a PaaS service, means there is Eclipse plugins. You can create a package and upload that package to Azure, which runs, which install the Tomcat server, Java application, and all those things.
I'm talking about the Linux part. You don't have to install it easily and those things. You don't have to.
In this scenario, this is IIS.
Mm-hmm. We still have to go on with the ASP.NET, like, you know, ASP part, the TSP part. Let that finish, right?
Starting.
that issues.
That so this is possible.
Okay, network interface cards are supported, virtual network. Those are virtual network interface cards. Those are supported, but there is some limit.
But how do you add it? Because I think it's not going
there. No, you have these PowerShell scripts.
Right. We are up and going. So now that it is running, all of you guys, anybody is running?
Starting.
So once you guys are like, just keep on checking it whether it is running or not. Running? All? Awesome.
Yeah, you have to copy the DNS name. Cloud services.
You click on the copy button over there.
Yeah.
Anybody click on the link?
No, you don't click on the link, copy the link.
No, just keep copy it. Yeah, submit.
Okay.
You go on, Putty. Everybody there on Putty?
Right now?
Like everybody is following? Who is not following? There is no shame over here, it's fine. Listen. Oh, wow. Yeah,
that's
fine.
Yeah,
this one,
yes. You use your username and password. Yes. What URL are we? DNS. Copy. You have to delete that HTTP.
Delete.
I believe the rest of the guys, everybody is working. I mean, awesome case. Yeah, everybody else is good, except you. Yes? Cool, right?
Aditya, they're having issue.
Yes, exactly. Yes, tell me.
I clicked on it.
Remove the HTTP and slash.
No.
I spoke to Supriti. He was supposed to start at 2 o'clock. He told me to start at 2:15. And we have a month and a half to go, right? So we are good to go to the
next. So is it okay if people come in?
I don't think there are any NPCs, are there?
Working fine? What's wrong? Shekhar, are we good?
Yeah, once I'm ready to come on stage.
बाकी सबका लिया क्या पासवर्ड? हाँ, हो गया सर, हो गया। और किसी का? I'm so sorry. Yours is working, right? Who is working? Yours is also working. This is what we see, do we?
Yes.
All of us.
Update your software repository.
Everybody, alright?
Update, update.
Are we good? Over there?
Yes. APT get update.
Yours is working? It's still happening. Everybody following, right? Just anything whatsoever.
Apache, so
just copy paste the whole thing, alright? If you have the document open besides
this command, apt get install Apache.
So anybody who's lagging behind, please let me know right now. Everybody's there on the same page? Hey, you
yeah.
Hey.
actually it's means the OS, if you add some new that lines in that app, to get a source list, you have to every time update that list. Also OS boost boots, you have to update that packages in Azure images to get new changes and all. Apache, all those on-premise, the same thing, whatever happens in on-premise Linux machine, the same will happen in Azure machine. This Apache server, I will show the folder where it is. Let's install MySQL server.
Are we done with that part? All of us? The installation part.
This is the command, install MySQL server.
Only yours is left. Hey, it's still happening, you're done. Go on. You need an help?
Actually, use the same password which is defined in that Word document. That is hardcoded in that application. Otherwise, you want to change this own PHP code. Capital P at the rate SSW0RD123W.
So I'm sure you've got the document open inside.
IIS option, which you have to create virtual machine and you have to use some MySQL server. And there is one more option like MySQL as a service. You can use that option.
It's in the document. It's capital P at the rate SSW0RD. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4,
Once MySQL is installed, then install PHP.
So copy paste it again from the document. Again, please keep the document open just for the next 5 minutes at least.
This will install Apache PHP module. Restart the Apache server.
We restart the server again, the Apache server. The PHP part is done.
I have one PHP application which is uploaded in Azure Blob Storage. I will download that application. Download the PHP application using that WMD command. No, it's okay. Just extract the files from the application. Copy application code to the WAR WMD folder, Apache document root folder. I have one sample database application which is uploaded in Azure Blob Storage. Download that SQL file. First command will get the sample application, and next command extract the files, and third command copy that application PHP application code to the Apache folder. Then
we all good to go, we just got to copy it from here to there, as in, to see. Yes?
This comment will get the SQL file, SQL database file, type of file. This will restore the database. You can browse the application using that public DNS name. Okay, this is Apache's default page, and this is our PHP application. This is sample application.
You use admin.
Entering password. This is sample application.
This is running on Azure, so.
Actually, I think your sample is small.
So, just to wrap it up, guys, I have a couple of questions for you. Firstly, if you could just scroll down through the documents and you could just scan this QR code for the feedback part, I'd really appreciate that. right? So otherwise you could just go on the Azure Conference 2015 app, where you could just give a feedback about this session. Anybody who's got a Windows phone, just flash it on and, you know, take a pick of this. And secondly, yes, all about the goodies. So I have a couple of questions for you guys. You when you take the goodie home. Firstly, how many data centers of Azure are there in this world at this given point?
19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, 19, Everybody done, right?
Yeah, yeah, everybody is pumped up for the goodies. Let them in. चलो मैं और एक पूछ लेता हूँ लास्ट ओके व्हाट इज द मैक्सिमम साइज ऑफ द वीएम एंड द वीएम का कोर एंड द रैम दैट इज कम अप द जी सीरीज व्हिच इज कम अप राइट नाउ द मैक्सिमम
32 एंड 166
राउंड यू आर फ्रॉम माय कंपनी यू कैन टेल मी
सेम व्हाट शी सेड
okay, I'll give it to her. I can't be biased like that, but then you guys just are like, you know. Yes. There goes. Second question. I have one gift for the maximum amount of questions that a person has asked for this and like, you know, really constructive questions. So I have two gifts for those people, like, you know, two people. So Ravi will ask. Secondly, if I have to do some transcription, you know, transcription मतलब एक वीडियो मेरे को चलाना है, और उसके लिए मेरे को वो वीडियो से सबटाइटल्स निकालने हैं, how exactly do I do that? From Azure. Media services.
I also told that first. I told that first. So I already.
You see the service inside you have to use in your media services to index the video.
हाँ, अभी बता.
So,
I'll show you offline. Okay, you both get it.
Come on, don't find.
Honestly, take it. Nice one. Alright, for the maximum amount of good constructive questions asked, everybody has good questions, okay? Just don't be bad and do about it. But I'll give these books to you. Firstly, your questions were like full. सोचने को मजबूर कर देते हैं ना कोई कोई questions. And you. Alright. Alright, guys. Thank you so much for being a part of this session, and I really appreciate your patience, in spite of the password card. But thank you so much for your time, and I really appreciate you know your feedback on that form that you get over there. I'll see you around. I hope it is a good one. Thank you so much for coming over here.